感谢主啊，给我一次机会和弟兄姊妹一同分享啊主的话。
Thanks the Lord to give me another chance to share Lord's word.
也感谢弟兄姊妹知道的给我的为我的祷告。
And thanks the brothers to pray for me.
因为上个主日呢，因为突然生病啊。
Last Sunday I got sick.
非常突然，所以呢，这两周的领会的。都没有办法，就都需要有调整。
It was so sudden that all these services has to be adjusted.
所以我们两位弟兄呢，也在爱里面为我配搭啊，让我能够今天可以在讲台上和弟兄姊妹有分享。
And brothers had helped me out with other services so that today I can share with you in here.
好消息就是突然生病。
A good news is I suddenly
两三天就好了。
And recovered in 2-3 days.
然后呢，自动减了5磅。
And then I lost 5 pounds.
所以我姊妹非常高兴。
So my wife was very happy.
当然我也很高兴。
And I was very happy too.
所以我感谢主啊，这次呢，我这个题目呢是一同承受生命之恩。
So today's message is about fellow heirs of the grace of life.
那这个的起源呢，我给弟兄姊妹有一点的前言。
And let me give you some hint of how this come about in my mind.
周五的时候，我们在我们那个组里面特别的在分享提摩太后书。
On Friday we talk about the Second Timothy.
所以我们这段时间提摩太后书已经都学完了。
And we finished the book of Timothy.
我们上个周五呢是在总结这一章。
And last Friday we had a conclusion.
在我们那个组里面，我们也有弟兄姊妹都交通到这一卷非常宝贵的书信。
And in my group, we had shared about this message.
这里边呢可以看到，在提摩太后书有两个主线。
So we see two main topics in the Second Corinthians.
一个线就是神的生命。
I'm sorry, Second Timothy. First one is the Lord's life.
一个线是神的话。
And the second line is word of God.
所以呢，提摩太后书不长，四卷都是有这两条线穿插在里面。
So book of Second Timothy is not long, only 4 chapters, but it mentioned these 2 topics.
所以有神的生命这一个线。
So the life of God.
我们这个主日学的我们这个组呢，是在学在约翰一书。
In Sunday school, we mentioned about the book of 1 John.
所以我们在这个提摩太这个彼得后书过渡到约翰一书。
So from Second Peter, we went into 1 John.
都是这里面都是特别强调的，在这个神的话语中呢，这段时间都是讲到神的生命。
It all emphasized God's life.
那第三个呢，我觉得就是在我们每月一次在杨弟兄家有一个读书的聚会。
And the third point is, we are in Brother Young's house once a month, a Bible reading.
对，在读呢，这件时间是读这个旧恩的八段。
And we were reading the book about the octave of redemption.
所以我们学到第一段，这一段就是主耶稣道成肉身这一点。
The first redemption is the Lord come as the Word.
特别讲到这个。为什么主耶稣要道成肉身，成为人的样式来到世上
？And why Jesus Christ has to become a man？
就是人的生命和神的生命在那里面有交集，这有交织。
So there is this interaction between the life of God and life of man。
所以我的题目呢，和这些最近和弟兄姊妹的一起的追求呢是有关系。
So I'm going to share about these topics with you today。
那再一个就是我。在分享之前呢，我有三个问题。最近呢，和弟兄姊妹也是一起读经或者一起交通的时候，有三个问题呢，我可以把这三个问题先给弟兄姊妹摆在这里。
And there are 3 questions that I'd like to raise to you as an introduction.
希望我们这个我们一起交通到神的话以后呢，在整个过程中，我们可以对这个三个问题有一定的答案。
So through these messages, I hope that we can find the answer to these 3 questions.
第一个呢，就和今天的这个日子有关系。
First is related to today's date.
今天我们刚才弟兄说是这个母亲节。
Our brother just mentioned today is Mother's Day.
这个母亲节在圣经中有没有根据啊
？So is there any root from the Bible about this holiday?
这是第一个问题。
That's the first question.
那第二个问题呢，就是说我们常常有时候唱一些诗歌啊。
The second question is, oftenly we sing hymns.
会讲到我们的主耶稣。
And it always mentioned our Lord Jesus.
我记得最近有一次在周五的时候，我们有弟兄给我们领诗，哎，形容主耶稣用这个三个花或者树来形容。
I remember one of the Friday that a brother led a hymn that this hymn used three different flowers to describe our Jesus Christ.
那有很多都是追回到旧约中，像雅歌或者像其他的经卷。
And it traced back to the Old Testament like Book of James.
那问题就是有时候的描述呢不一定就是。好像真正指的是主耶稣。
And a lot of times this description did not directly point to Jesus Christ.
但是我们也觉得没有问题。
But we feel that there is no problem.
问题就是为什么。
But the question is why?
那第三个问题就是和我们前几周来的伯弟兄来分享的一个他所说的话有关系。
And the third question is related to our brother Bo's sharing.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有注意到。
I don't know if you pay attention.
他说的这个话呢，没有在圣经中直接的话这样说。
The word that he shared was not directly from the Bible.
但是呢，我们弟兄姊妹应该就我自己觉得是对的啊。
But we felt that is correct.
那为有什么根据
？And what is the base on it?
这个他的话是说什么呢
？What is his word?
他说只有基督是教会。
He said that only Christ is church.
教会。就是基督。
The church is Christ.
你在圣经中没有直接，你看没有说直接这么讲。
There is no direct wording, same wording in the Bible.
我们把这个画个问号，我们看有没有圣经的这个一话，我们可以在主里面有交通。
So we are going to have this message and see if there was a similar verses in the Bible.
这是我开场白。
This is how I want to give you the introduction.
那我们的题目是一同承受生命之恩。
So our topic today is fellow heirs of the grace of life.
我们可先读两处的经文。
And let's first read a few scriptures.
那我们整个过程中都会提到一些的经文。
And throughout today's message, I'm going to mention a few messages.
那我们先把这两处读一下。
And let's read a few scriptures.
第一处是在约翰一书的。第一章的第一节到第三节。
First John.
第一节到第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 1-3.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, that which we contemplated and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And the life has been manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and report to you the eternal life, which was the Father and has been manifested to us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们使与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
That which we have seen and heard, we report to you, and ye also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ.
第二处是在彼得前书的三章第七、第八节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理与妻子同住，因他比你软弱。与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
You husbands likewise dwell with them according to knowledge, as with a weaker, even the female vessel, giving them honor, as also fellow heirs of the grace of life, that your prayer be not hindered.
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
Finally, be all of one mind, sympathizing, full of brotherlyhood, love, tender-hearted, humble-minded.
好，我们开始以前还是有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你，主啊，让我们可以有机会来读你的话。
Thank you for giving us a chance to read your word.
主也能够在你的灵里面，在你的生命里面交通于你的话语。
So that we can have fellowship in your spirit and in your mind.
主啊，照着你自己的旨意，主啊，因你名的缘故，主啊，求你来把圣灵赐下。
Lord, according to your will and because of your name, please give us the Holy Spirit.
主用你的灵来充满讲的、翻译的和听的。
And may your Holy Spirit fill in the one who speak, translate, and listen.
主因为主你身体的缘故，你来大大供应我们。
Because of our weak body, that we ask you to supply to us.
主你是教会的元首，我们一同仰望你，向我们施恩，向我们施怜悯。
You are the head of church. We look upon you for mercy and grace.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Christ Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们刚才读的两处的经文。
We just read two scriptures.
在开始在这个讲到具体的事情之前，我想把这个大纲给弟兄姊妹说一下。
And I want to give you a an introduction.
在一同承受生命之恩上。
While we as a heir of the grace of life.
我想讲到三个方面。
I want to point out three points.
第一个方面就是我们讲到我们这个一同承受生命之恩的根基是在于我们与一个同一个生命。
The foundation of us receiving these heirs is the being in the same life.
我们交通也好，我们在主里面一同在生命上有建造也好，都是基于有一样的生命。
We have fellowship, we have the growth in the Lord based on the same foundation.
那第二点我们就会讲到这个生命成长的过程。
And the second point is to talk about the process of this life growth.
就是讲到在这个雅各中他这有讲到你愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Just like Jacob, he says that draw me, we will run after you.
所以我们会用这个讲到这个整个我们生命一同承受生命之恩的这个过程。
So that we can describe the process of receiving this life.
第三点我们会讲到这样追求的一个目标或者是一个果效。
And the third, we are going to see the target and the result of this life.
用雅各的话就是说我属我的良人，良人也属我。
And using the words from Jacob is that my beloved is unto me and as a clutter of henna flowers.
Song of songs. 雅各是 song of songs.
Song of songs.
就进到与基督完全合一的境界。
And enter into this unity with the Lord.
刚才我们弟兄领我们的诗歌，这是何等美的诗歌。
And the hymns that we just sang were so beautiful.
我每次给弟兄姊妹一起唱的时候，里面一个灵里面一个极大的震动。
So I always have this touch in my heart when I sing hymns.
在灵里面，我们羡慕这样的一个美好的光景。
In spirit, we desire this beautiful scene.
这不光是一个以前这个光景而已，在将来一定会成就。
Not just a scene, but it's going to be factual in the future.
他的这个诗歌是用我第一人称。
And the hymn was always written in the first person, me.
但是呢，这个诗歌呢，你可以完全可以理解成基督的身体、心腹一个团体的见证。
But you can always see from this hymn that this is related to the bride of Christ.
所以我们会讲到这三个方面。
So we are going to mention these three points.
那我们开始第一点，就是讲到生命，我们的这个根基是在于我们基于同一个生命。
And so the first point, let's go back. We are going to talk about the foundation based on the same kind of life.
在创世纪中大家都很熟悉哈。
In the book of Genesis, we all very familiar with.
应该是在第二章啊。
Chapter 2.
我们不需要具体读这个圣经，但是呢，我可以给大家讲，当耶和华造出万物来的时候。
We are not going to read the scriptures, but I'm going to mention to you that when Jehovah created all creatures,
他也造出像一切的牲畜，空中的飞鸟，海里的鱼。
He created all the animals on the earth and the birds in the sky.
然后他就把亚当设立成像有弟兄们说的这个话，就是海陆空大元帅。
And then he set Adam as the general governing all these heaven, earth, and sea.
然后呢，神就把这些都拿都带到亚当面前，让他给他们起名。
God brought every creatures to Adam so that Adam can name them.
那亚当充满神的智慧，所有的动物他都可以把名字都给他起好。
Adam has the wisdom from God and give every single creatures a name.
但是呢，亚当没有找到他的配偶。
But Adam could not find a spouse.
你想这些动物。一些多美丽的动物、
啊、You can see how beautiful are these animals.
海陆空大元帅，海里面你看。
He governed everything in the sky, land, and sea.
瞧海豚多漂亮。
And dolphin, look at it, so beautiful.
这个陆地上老虎、狮子、豹子。
And all these tiger, lions, they are strong.
那时候没犯罪的时候都没有这么凶。
Before we sin, they are not so fierce.
你看这豹子多漂亮啊，身上都是花斑。
And you see, the leopard, they are so beautiful with the spots.
空中的飞鸟。
And the birds in skies.
孔雀。
The peacock.
有没有见过孔雀？
Have you seen peacock?
特别是孔雀开屏的时候。
Especially when they open up their tail.
我小时候到公园里就看着孔雀开屏，特别美丽。
When I was little, I saw it happen and it was beautiful.
这亚当都没看上。
And Adam could not see it as a partner.
因为他们的生命不一样。
Why? Because they have different life.
只等到在创世纪的第二章的第二十一节开始。
Until the book of, like in, mentioned in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, 21.
他说耶和华神使他，就是亚当，沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
So Jehovah caused Adam to deep sleep to fall upon man, and he slept. And he took one of his rib and closed up flesh in his stead.
耶和华神就用那人身上所起的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那人跟前。
Jehovah built the rib that he had taken from man into a woman and brought her to man.
那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人。
And the man said, this time it is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This shall be called woman because this was taken out of a man.
因为她是从男人身上取出来的，因此人要离开父母。与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以你看这神的话，这个亚当和夏娃完全是一个的生命。
So this is Lord's word. Adam and Eve has one life.
夏娃的生命是从亚当而来。
And Eve's life came from Adam.
所以都是所说的。从亚当夏娃所生的都是亚当的后裔。
So every descendant came from Adam and Eve was the descendant of Adam.
然后神定规的这个婚姻就是要二人成为一体。
And Lord has this rule for the marriage as the two become one.
所以不能分开的。
They cannot be separated.
像我和我姊妹，我和我太太。
Me and my wife, we cannot be separated.
我所有的银行账户他都有。
All my bank account also belong to her.
我的财产都是和他一块儿拥有的。
All my wealth and treasures also belong to her.
我没有一个电子信他不能看的。
There is not one email that she cannot read.
但他电子信我也看。
But it's the same way vice versa.
但就是这是一个人在神眼中看像一个人一样。
So in the eye of Lord, this is one person.
所以在刚才我们读的这个彼得前书的三章中他怎么讲？
So in the first Peter chapter 3, what did it say?
他是要求我们做丈夫的。
It required us as the husband.
要按情理与妻子同住。
Dealt with the wife according to knowledge.
因她比你软弱。
Because she is weaker.
但是我们刚才主题经文就从这里的字说，一同承受生命之恩的。
So that we can receive the life together.
所以我们要敬重我们的配偶。
So we have to respect our spouse.
这个果效就是后面。
And the result will come after.
所以我们家庭中若是我们的祷告神不听的话。
So at home, if our prayer were not answered by our God.
可能有一个原因就是在这儿。
Because there is one reason.
这个妻子没有被敬重
，that the wife was not respected，
所以神就可以使这个祷告受到拦阻。
So Lord will hinder this prayer。
当然我们知道这个地方呢，我们刚才读的时候呢，他讲到的时候，然而后面说，然而总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存思念谦卑的心。
But I also mention here, finally, be all of one mind, sympathizing, full of brotherly love, tender-hearted, humble-minded.
说明看到这个经文，你就知道他说的不只是那个天然的亚当的生命。
So you will see that this is not just coming out from the nature of Adam's life.
他这个一同承受生命之恩啊，有亚当的生命在其中。
There is Adam's life among this receiving the unity life.
啊，所以我们这个结婚以后就有孩子出来。
So after we after marriage there are children.
所以今天的母亲节就有好多母亲，上个母亲节还不是母亲的，这次就成了母亲了。
So we have a sister who was not a mother in the last Mother's Day, but now she become a mother.
啊，你仔细看这次，最近我一查，好多母亲都姓王啊。
And I also looked up a lot of mother where last name was Wang.
至少有三个姓王的。
At least three of them.
都是姊妹。
And sister, three of them.
她最近啊一两年内都神让她这个提升他们的地位，从女子成为母亲这个非常尊贵的这个在神眼中的地位。
And they changed their status from a lady to a mother.
啊，这就是一同承受生命之恩在我们天然生命中的见证。
This is the testimony of receiving life together.
啊，为什么这个同性恋或者其他的不对呢？
And why is homosexual wrong?
因为他不能够承受这个生命之恩，
because they cannot receive this inheritance.
是违背神所定规的。
And is against Lord's rules.
啊，然后呢，我们讲到这个又是不仅是天然生命，而是进入神的生命。
Not only the nature life, but also enter into the Lord's life.
为什么？他说使你祷告不受拦阻。
So that your is mentioned that so that your prayer can will not be hindered.
这是讲到我们在主里面的弟兄姊妹，在夫妻的关系上有更深的一层。
So it mentioned that brothers and sisters, as a husband and wife, enter into the next level.
甚至是我们常常我自己有特别的体会。不仅是让我们走出天然的生命，进到神的生命中。
I have this feeling that not just bring us out of our nature and enter into Lord life.
而且神常常告诉我们，天然的生命是我们婚姻失败的所在。
But also Lord keep telling us that our nature self is the failure of our marriage.
我们要是靠我们天然的生命，我们常常在婚姻中就会有失败，就会有软弱。
If we depend on ourselves, our nature self, we are going to fall, we are going to fail in our marriage.
但是我们若是在主里面彼此敬重，来一同承受神的生命所给我们的带领，我们就会进入到神得胜的生命当中。
But if we are in Lord and as husband and wife in the unity to receive Lord's life together, then we will be established.
所以这边虽然是从丈夫的角度，我们也知道在其他地方我们就不读了，在以弗所书其他地方特别讲到这是一个双向的。
So this is the viewpoint from a husband, but we also need to mention in the book of Ephesians that this is a two-way road.
丈夫要爱自己的妻子，如同基督爱教会。
Husband has to love the wife as Christ loved the church.
妻子要敬重丈夫啊，来如同顺服丈夫，如同教会顺服基督。
Wife should be obedient to the husband, just like church be obedient to Christ.
所以这是何等大的恩典，这个一同承受生命之恩呢？
This is a great grace to be able to receive the life together.
在我们家里面，神把我们放在一个每天，若是我们夫妻一同承受生命之恩，每天都可以操练的机会。
And this is the opportunity that Lord gave us every day in our home.
我记得有一个弟兄曾经做过见证。
I remember a testimony from a brother.
他讲到他这个妻子，他和他妻子的一些的长的来往。
He mentioned something related to his wife.
他妻子呢洗头的时候呢，洗澡的时候常常会有头发掉在 这个地上。
So a lot of time after washing hair, her wife has hair on the floor.
那有时候这个就会 sink 就会那个漏水的地方就会被堵塞。
And the drain would get clogged by her hair.
那我们可能一个生命的阶段就是发怨言。
So as a stage of our life, we first begin with grumbling and complain.
为什么每次都这样？
Why does it happen every time?
都被堵塞了。
Why is it clogged every time?
我们常常在软弱中，像我自己也常常会这样。
So in weakness, it happened to me too.
这是一个一同承受生命之恩的一个初级的一个失败的光景。
This is the first failure stage as the husband and wife receiving life together.
那我们第二个层次就是。看到也不用说不拜抱怨了 ，just do it， 把这个湿到干净就好。
And the second stage is you become silent and just do it and clean it up。
这是比第一个阶段要好。
So this is a better stage than first。
等我们弟兄校正的时候，到最后的时候，神生命灵充满他的时候。
So our brother shared that at the end the Holy Spirit filled him。
他不仅把它拾起来
，Not only he picked up the hair，
他就想到这为什么我的太太会掉这么多头发
？And he started thinking why my wife start losing hair。
他有什么忧愁烦恼
？Is her bothered and sad in sadness？
要关心她，要爱护她。
I have to start care about her and love her.
为她分忧解难。
And when I have to share her burden，
和她一起祷告。
And pray with her。
这才是神要的我们的光景。
And this is the stage that our Lord wants us to be in.
所以这就是一同承受生命之恩的一个例子，非常简单的例子。
This is a very simple example of how we receive life together.
那我们知道呢，在这个里面呢，有很多的我们需要来学习的功课。
So we know that there are a lot of lessons for us to learn.
所以我想。在母亲节的时候，我特别提到一点。
So I'd like to mention this in the Mother's Day.
刚才我讲到了，这个我们有好多的有好几位的母亲，今年可以是新的母亲。
So we mentioned that there are a few sisters become mother in this first Mother's Day.
他们的证据是什么
？And what is their proof?
就是那个今天张恒弟兄带来的那 baby 啊，他那个。孩子在这儿。
The proof is the baby.
所以呢，神让我们能够一起纪念母亲。
So Lord allow us to remember mothers.
这是不是符合圣经
？Is this according to the Bible?
当然符合圣经。
Of course, it apply to the Bible.
神的话怎么说
？And how did Lord's word say?
神让我们要来。孝敬或者是尊敬我们的父母亲。
Lord want us to respect and be kind to our parents.
因为这是什么呢？这是在应该是在出埃及记二十章十二节。
A book of Exodus.
出埃及二十章十二节。
Chapter 20 verse 12.
他说：“当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。”
Honor your father and your mother, that the days may be prolonged in the land that Jehovah your God gave you.
在新约中，保罗好像应该是他怎么说
？And Paul mentioned in the New Testament.
他说这是第一个带这个应许的诫命啊。
He said that this is the first command from Lord, from God.
所以这个是一个非常大的祝福，是和符合神的圣经的。
This is a big blessing from the Bible.
所以这个月是母亲节。
So today is Mother's Day.
下个月就是父亲节。
And next month has Father's Day.
所以呢，要这个孝敬，就是说，比方说的嘛，孝敬父母啊，父亲母亲是不能分的。
And he said to honor the father and mother.
都需要孝敬。
You need to respect both, honor both.
而且都是有祝福的。
And blessings will come from both.
那我们讲几个原因，为什么母亲特别需要被纪念
？And we let's mention about why mothers should be remembered.
我们看好几个都是有两代母亲在这里。
And I see some two generations of mother sitting here.
这个母亲第一点就是她的爱。
First is her love.
是最接近那个神所要求我们的一个无条件的爱。
It's very close to the unconditional love of God.
所以母亲可以有个舍己的爱 来爱他的孩子们。
Mother has this unselfish love to love their children.
而且每个人都可以，每个人都可以有这样的经历。
And everyone has this experience.
我母亲几年前去世。
My mother passed away a few years ago.
我和她待的时间并不久。
I was not long together with her for too long.
但是呢，我可以说，我可以见证我母亲在我身上那个无条件的爱。
But I can testify my mother's love on me.
无条件的接纳。
Unconditional acceptance.
和无条件的，任何我得罪她的都没有任何的怨言。
And unconditional acceptance of me.
这是让我们可以体会到神的爱的一个机会。
This is the first taste of our opportunity of God's love.
虽然我母亲的爱还不完全，但是呢，我们可以借着我们回顾我母亲在我们身上的爱，我们可以体会神对我们的无条件的爱。
Even though my mother's love is not perfect, but that's the first taste of God's a perfect love.
最近呢有一个名人去世。
And there was this famous person recently passed away.
就是 Barbara Bush 啊。
Barbara Bush.
她的这个。在这个追思的这个礼拜是在电视上有演。
In the memorial services, it was displayed. It was broadcasted in the TV.
前几排都是总统、副总统，或者是他的亲人。
The first few rows are relatives and past president, president, vice president.
看一个非常这个简单的一个母亲。
A very simple mother.
她却养育出她的家庭中出了两个总统。
But she raised two presidents.
两个州长。两个州长。
And two state governor.
当然有一个是既是总统又是州长。
One is president, one is state governor.
她说了一句话，这不是她说的，她在纪念的时候有一个人起来和她非常熟悉的朋友给她做见证。
During the memorial service, one of her good friends mentioned this.
他说：“谁想要伤害他的孩子
？”That he said, Barbara Bush mentioned that who want to hurt my children?
他可以把他活着吃掉。
And she can eat that person alive.
当然他这是夸张的。
And of course this is exaggerated.
他是讲到他对于孩子们那个无条件的爱。
But this showed the unconditional love to her children.
这是第一点是吧？这是原因就是。母亲对我们的爱、养育之恩和照顾。
The love and care of our mothers.
我们能不纪念吗
？How can we not remember it？
第二点就是母亲的影响。
And the second is the mother's influence on us.
那个布什他们家族的说他父亲影响不如这个他的母亲大。
And the family of Bush mentioned that the influence of their father.Is less than the influence of their mother.
因为他的父亲常常在外面做总统啊，做这些一些事务。
Because the father is always administrating outside of the house.
他们这些孩子在家中长时间，他们的教育是由母亲来照应的。
The most of the time they were cared and administered by their mother.
那我们看这个读圣经，仔细读的话，你读这个。历代志和这个列王记。
So if you read Bibles, First and Second Kings, or First and Second Chronicles,
你可以看到这样非常奇妙哈。所有这些王，不管好王和坏王
，You will see all these good kings or bad kings.
这个神的话常常就把他的母亲带出来。
And Lord's word always brought out their mothers.
为什么
？Why?
这就是讲到母亲的影响。
This mentioned to you how mothers influencing the son.
所以我们要不仅要敬重我们当中的所有的母亲们。
So not only to respect the mothers.
我们要为他们祷告，也常常主啊来使得神来使用这些母亲们来祝福每一个圣徒的家庭。
We have to pray for these mothers so that God can use them.
所以这个第三点就是神的话这么讲。
And the third point is the God's commandment says so.
为什么要纪念母亲或者父亲啊？就是神这样说，你这样做你就受祝福。
Why we have to honor our father and mother, because God's commandment says so.
可以就这么简单。
So it's simple just to obey.
第四点就是让我们学习成为一个感恩的人。
And the fourth point is to learn to be thankful.
你想若是我们对我们的母亲, 不感恩的话, 我们还感恩什么呢?
So if we can't even thank our mother, how can we thank to anything else?
这是我们学习感恩的这个最明显的一学习的工作。
So this is the obvious learning stage.
感谢主，我这是讲到借着母亲节讲到一点，这也同样是承受生命之恩呢。
So this is also receiving the grace of life.
虽然我们刚才比较多的说到是夫妻之间这个一同承受生命之恩。
We had mentioned about husband and wife to receive the grace of life.
但是呢，这个孩子家庭都是在一起。 一同承受生命之恩,
but the whole family is actually receiving the grace of life together.
所以我们, 特别要感谢主, 给我们每一个家庭, 圣徒的家庭,
so we thank the Lord for giving us family.
而且每天都给我们有操练的机会,
and every day give us ways to learn.
我们家庭中, 我们现在当中当然也有我们, 单身的弟兄姊妹,
of course, we still have single brothers and sisters.
有些将来要建立家庭。
And some will build a family in the future.
但是大部分的家庭，我们都可以从这个对于母亲的爱，在母亲这个爱上，可以来对她的敬重和纪念母亲上来一同学习功课。
But everyone should be able to learn this honor the mother, as the experience.
第二点，我们讲到这个过程。
And the second point we mentioned is the process.
在这个雅各中呢，非常奇妙，他给我们这个短短的这些雅各的这个诗，给我们讲出这三个的步骤。
In the Song of Song, it gave us three steps.
这三个步骤总是起初一个点来，从一点开始。
And it started from the first point.
这是雅各的第一章第四节。
Song of Song, chapter 1, verse 4.
刚才我们也提到了啊。
We just mentioned it.
他说：“愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。”Draw
me, we will run after you.
啊，这是第就是七点，就是神来，就是这个地方就是讲到是所罗门和苏拉密女的讲的爱情的故事。So
the starting point is about the Solomon and his wife, the love story.
啊，这个当然是讲到一个向着人间的。
So this is a human love story.
但是呢，它是讲到在背后有一个真实的属灵的一个预表。
But it revealed the spiritual meaning.
啊，就是讲到我们都知道的新约中，就是基督与教会他的心腹的这个关系。
That is Christ and the church as the new bride relationship.
所以当我们得救以后。 神就用他的爱来吸引我们。
So after we were saved, Lord attracted us with His love.
神就用他的美德来吸引我们。
Lord attracted us with His kindness.
而这句话特别好，就是他是讲到我们就快步跟随他。
And it mentioned here that we will run after Him.
所以那个时候呢，就是他的就是个复数啊，众女子。
So here is a plural tense. That all the women's.
这众女子的就是在这个属灵的意义上，就是我们基督的身体，众神的众儿女一同来被主所吸引，来跟随他。
So it refers to all the children of God.
当我们从这个起点上走的时候，在雅各中，因为时间关系，我们非常快的三个阶段。
So there are three stages in this book of Song of Song.
第一个阶段在这个二章十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
他说呢，良人属我，我也属他。My
beloved is mine, and I am his.
他在百合花中牧放群羊。He
feedeth his flock among the lilies.
你看他这个角度是以我为这个观察点，良人属我，我也属他。So
the angle starts from me, and it mentioned that my beloved is mine.
你看第二个阶段就有区别。And
the second stage is different.
从第二章到第六章的第三节，当这个苏拉密和所罗门一同的，在这个良人被就是心腹被良人所吸引，经过了几章以后，在六章第三节他怎么讲？So
after from chapter 2 to chapter 6, after their love story, and then a change in chapter 6.
他说我属我的良人，我的良人也属我，他在百合花中牧放群羊。
And now it started saying, I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. He feeds the flock among the lilies.
非常相似和第二章的那地方。
Very similar to chapter 2.
就唯一一点就是这个顺序到了一下。
But the order has changed.
他首先说我属我的良人。
It says that I am my beloved.
把良人放在第一位。
So now the beloved is the first person.
然后第三个阶段是在再往后一章七章的十节。
So the third stage happened in chapter 7.
他说我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
And it says I am my beloved, and his desire is toward me.
这个就到了一个阶段，就都是他。
So this is the stage that everything belonged to her.
都，他，to him. 都是我良人起意，良人让我属于他，良人是我们一切的中心。
Everything started from him that belonged to him, desired of him, and he is the center.
所以我们看，这就是一个我们当我们被主吸引的时候，我们生命上好像有这样的一个长进。
So when we become in this process, our growth ends in our life.
刚开始的时候我们确实感到主的宝贵，但是呢，我们常常从我们自己的需要来和神和神的儿女一同来交接。
So we knew how important the Lord is, but because of our own need, then we struggle.
慢慢的，我们就把主放在第一位，我们来。 跟随他，但是仍然有我们自己的意见，我们自己的这些的老旧的生命的残累。
So gradually, our Lord becomes the first place, but we still have our own opinion, and we still have this burden from our own self.
直到最后的时候，我们发现呢，进到一个光景，就是只有我们的良人。
Until the last stage that we see that only our beloved.
所以我们看一下我们刚才唱的这首诗歌，这个532首。
So if we see the hymn 532.
我们就发现这首诗歌的讲的就是讲到这样的一个光景的生命的渐进。
So this hymn actually revealed this process.
你看，在第二节的时候，这个。 玉露沙残的532首
532 hymn
你看这里他说第二段他说
Second verse
基督你是泉源原身甘爱充满
Oh Christ, he is the fountain
既浅尝此泉于地定地畅饮于天
The streams on earth I have tasted more deep I'll drink above
那里主爱之扩展犹如海洋涌溢
There to an ocean fullness, his mercy doth expand.
荣耀荣耀竟充满以马内利之境。
And glory, glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land.
这好像就是讲主用他的爱，那个长阔高深的爱来吸引我们。
Lord used his love that is so high, deep, and wide to attract us.
并且让我们知道呢，他的爱。
So that we knew that his love is capable to fill us.
但是不停在这里,
but it doesn't stop here.
第三段，他就
他就讲到这个，他以怜悯和审判支撑我的年代。 With mercy and with judgment, my web of time he wove.
我的忧伤的泪斑也带爱的光彩。
And I, the dwell of sorrow, were lustred with his love.
领我手段和巧妙，他计划和纯正。
I'll bless the hand that guided, I'll bless the heart that planned.
荣耀荣耀竟充满以马内利之境。
When throned where glory dwelleth in Emmanuel's land.
这是讲到不仅神用他的爱来吸引我们，这段就是讲到特别强调的是，我们可以一生来跟随他。
This doesn't only mention about the love to build us, but it mentioned that we can use our life to follow him.
一生能够走在神他的 奇妙的手的引领下
Our whole life can be guided under him.
在第四段他说我是属我良人，我良人也属我。
The fourth verse it mentioned that Oh, I am my beloved and my beloved mine.
他带我这卑贱身进入他的快乐。
He brings a poor veil sinner into his house of wine.
那是我无他靠山，只靠救主功劳。
I stand upon his merit. I know no other stand.
前来荣耀所充满以马内利之境。
Not even where glory dwells in many ways land.
哎，这是讲到和基督的生命联合在一起的。
This mentioned about the connection with the Lord's life.
所以好像我们刚才就第二阶段那么讲这个进入到我属我的良人。良人也属我的光景。
Just like the second stage we mentioned, that I my beloved and my beloved is mine.
但是最后，这不仅是与主联合，最后的时候第五段，他又进到一个更加生命的一个美好的光景。
And the fifth words actually bring us into a more beautiful stage.
他说：“心腹不看他衣裳，只看所爱新郎。”
The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face.
我也不看我荣耀，只是瞻仰我王。
I will not gaze at glory, but on my kings of grace.
不见他赐的冠冕，只看他手创伤。
Not at the crown he giveth, but on his pierced hand.
羔羊荣耀经充满以马内利之境。
The lamb is all the glory of Emmanuel's land.
这是到一个境界，就是没有我们把我们自己消失在主的自己里面。
This come to the stage that we disappeared in Christ.
只有基督。
The only Christ.
啊，有一首诗歌讲的，就是唯有耶稣。
And it, another hymn that only Jesus.
啊，这首诗歌就是讲到，只有我们没有我们自己已经消失在神的生命当中。
We actually disappeared in God's life.
所以这就让我们看到进到我们第三个阶段。
So it entered into the third stage.
不仅我们这个过程当中我们可以一点一点的把我们自己衰微，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
So it comes to a point that he is going to rise up and I'm going to diminish.
啊，这个就是第二阶段的过程，就是用别的话讲，就像伯弟兄来分享的，就是教会与十字架。
Just like our brother Bo mentioned that church and cross.
因为十字架要让我们减少，让基督来增长。
Because cross will diminish us and allow church to increase.
就是所罗门和苏拉密女这样所代表的基督与教会可以进入到一个完全的合一当中。
This is represent of Solomon and his wife enter into this beautiful life of God.
十架可以对付我们一切不属于基督的。
Cross can deal with everything in us not belong to God.
甚至我们天然生命中觉得好的十字架都要对付。
Even the good thing in our nature of life, the cross will deal with it.
那刚才我们这个耶路撒坛的第五段所讲的境界，就是我们分享的第三部分所分享到的。
So the hymn, fifth verses mentioned actually refer to the third stage of the progress.
这个第三阶段呢，就是与主完全的联合。
And the third stage referred to the unity with Lord.
这是我们没有达到的现在。
We have not accomplished it.
但是这是我们这个里面那个荣耀的盼望。
But this is the glorious hope that we have.
啊，我记得刚才我提到，在周五的时候，有弟兄们点诗的时候，就把这些雅各中的花都说到。
I had mentioned that on Friday, one of the brother point a hymns, the hymn.Had mentioned the three flowers from the Song of Songs.
在这个雅各中这个一章十四节，他这里讲到一颗凤仙花。
And in the book of Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 14, it mentioned about the henna flower.
啊，就是讲到在隐基底葡萄园中。
And in the vineyard of Engadine.
啊，这是新郎说的话。
And this is the word from the bridegroom.
所以我们在我们诗歌中223首啊。
So in our hymn 23.
他讲，哦，主耶稣，没想到你。
And it says it mentioned that, oh Jesus, every time we think about you.
他就是把这个我们的主比作这个隐基底葡萄园的凤仙花。
So our Lord is the henna flowers in the vineyard of Engedi.
它全然美丽啊。
He is so beautiful.
它和周围的环境那样的不同。
He is totally different with the surroundings.
它一方面好像是一个很普通的树，像一个这个栽在那里，有它的人性。
And one point, it looks like just a regular tree, shrubs, that it has its own nature.
但是在他的生命里面所彰显的是神儿子那个特别的生命。
But the life reveal the Christ as the Son of God.
那我记得我们弟兄也提到，这个雅各的第二章的第一节 第二节。
Song of Songs chapter 2 verse 1 our brother also mentioned.
他这里呢是讲第二章的第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
他说我是沙伦的玫瑰花是谷中的百合花。
That I am the narcissus of Sharon, a lily of the valley.
但我们知道读圣经的这些弟兄们告诉我们这实际上是新娘所说的话。
And our brother shared that this verse actually was spoken by the bride.
然后呢第二节说我的佳偶在女子中好像百合花在荆棘内。
And the second verse is as the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters.
那这个呢是新郎说的话。
And this is said by the groom.
所以这里有个例子就是在雅各中讲到谷中的百合花的时候是讲到美形容这个新娘的美丽。
So the Song of Songs, the Lily of Valleys describe the beauty of the bride.
但在诗篇我们唱的诗326首中
And in our hymn 326,
它讲到谷中的百合花。
It mentioned about Lily of the Valleys.
是讲的谁
And who is that pointing to?
是讲到我们的主。
It's pointing to our Lord.
有问题吗
Is that a problem?
没有问题
No problem
因为若是教会他所有的一切都是基督的生命
If everything belongs to the church is the life of Christ
像我们用我们伯弟兄所讲的若是教会就是基督
Just like our brother Paul mentioned that church is Christ
那形容新娘的就是形容新郎的
So how to describe the bride is to describe the groom.
这就是为什么所罗门和苏拉密女是同一个的词根产生的
And that's why the Solomon and Surami is come from the same
word root. 这个词都是说到 peace, 就是和平
And the root refer to peace.
所罗门是男性化的
Solomon is the male side
苏拉密女是女性化的
Surami is the female side
你看旧约圣经就让我们知道
So in the Old Testament it shows us
在婚姻当中
In marriage
在神所定的这个夫妻的关系当中
The rules set among husband and wife
它有一个真实的实体
There is this practical life.
The real object.
There is this practical real object.
这个实体就是基督与教会。
And the object refers to Christ and church.
婚姻到了一定程度会都过去。
Marriage will pass eventually.
但是基督与教会的关系会存到永远。
But the relationship between Christ and church will last forever.
我们伯弟兄上次来的时候也讲到这个新耶路撒冷所代表的就是这个的永远的光景。
Our brother Paul mentioned that the New Jerusalem revealed the scene of this eternal relationship.
福音书中怎么讲？福音书中怎么讲
？And how does the gospel book mention?
说将来在天上也不娶也不嫁。
That in the future there is no marriage, there is no wedding.
所以我常常提醒我自己。
And so I always mention, remind myself.
婚姻是神给我们在地上好好学习功课的美好的机会。
Marriage is something that Lord allow us to learn lesson on earth.
好，我们再讲一点，就是关于这个合一的这些经文。
And let's mention something about the unity.
这个合一也可以从圣经的角度可以用两个字来代表。
So unity can be referred to two words.
一个是 in Christ.
One is in Christ.
一个是 Christ in us.
And another one is Christ in us.
就是在基督里。
In Christ.
和基督在我们里面。
Or Christ in us.
当我们又在基督里面。
If we are in Christ.
基督又在我们里面。
And Christ is in us.
教会就和基督。是实质上是一致的。
Then church and Christ is actually in unity.
所以我很喜欢这个大卫的诗。
So I like this songs hymns from David.
大卫是一个实在是个先知，他在这个大卫的金诗诗篇第十六篇中讲到。
in Psalm chapter 16.
Megatom of David, yeah.
A Megatom of David.
就是大卫的金诗, 他这里讲, 这样说,
and it mentioned in chapter 16.
他说我的心啊, 第二节,
verse 2.
你曾对耶和华说, 你是我的主, 我的好处, 不在你以外。
Thou my soul has said to Jehovah, Thou art the Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee.
你能说这样的话吗?
Can you say something like that?
他说我的好处不在主以外。
It says, my goodness not extended not to thee.
我圈一个大圈,
If I draw a big circle,
我所有的好处都
every goodness will not be out of this circle.
这个圈就是在基督里。
So this circle is in Christ.
没有一样好处是出于主之外。
There is none of the goodness out of outside of Christ.
但是呢另一个, 大卫在后面第五节中又讲,
and David later on mentioned in verse 5.
第五节, 这个实在是很让人难以理解,
verse 5 and 6 is hard to understand.
他说耶和华是我的产业, 是我杯中的份, 我所得的,
Jehovah is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot.
用神量给我的地界, 坐落在佳美之处, 我的产业实在美好。
The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Ye, I have a goodly heritage.
我常常非常的, 稀奇这句话。
I'm always amazed with this verse.
这个耶和华, 造天地的耶和华, 这样极大的神, 怎么可能是我的产业?
The Jehovah who created the heaven and earth, how can he become my inheritance?
怎么能成为我杯中的份呢?
How can he become a portion in my cup?
这实在是非常难理解。
It's hard for me to understand.
但是这就是实际的属灵的实际。
But this is the spiritual understanding.
在这个哥罗西一章27节中, 他用另一句话说,
Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 mentions,
神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀, 就是基督在你们心里,
to whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
这极大的奥秘吧,
what a great mystery.
你看我这个才不到六尺,
I'm only 6 feet.
你知道你相信神的时候, 基督耶稣那个生命, 就住在你的灵里面。
But Christ Jesus lived in my spirit.
像我们有弟兄讲到, 给我们讲到, 你要是钱包里啊, 带了10块钱, 你可以蹦蹦跳跳, 没问题。
Our brother had mentioned one time that if you carry $10, you can jump up and down.
假设你在纽约华尔街上, 兜里揣着一个1000万英镑的, 1000万美金的这个支票,
if you are in the Wall Street in New York and you have this check of $10 million,
你会不会蹦蹦跳跳就很随便呢?
Would you be so casual and jumping up and down?
不会吧, 你会走几步就要摸一摸, 会掉出来。
I don't think so. I think your hand is going to keep going back to the pocket to make sure the check is still there.
但我们有弟兄在他的这个给我们交通中说, 我们比那个, 我们里面有的这个基督耶稣生命, 那是比那个1000万美金要重要太多了。
And our brother shared to us that this Holy Spirit living in us is much, much more expensive than that $10 million check.
我们里面是这个永生神儿子的生命。
We have this life from the eternal God.
他是在圣经中说, 他是充满一切所充满的。
He is filled with everything.
他怎么可能就在我这个小小的心里面可以居住?
How can he dwell in my little heart?
怎么可能居住在我们这一群常常有软弱的信他的儿女当中?
How can he dwell in this weak children of God?
所以这是个极大的奥秘。
So this is a big mystery.
因为他是灵, 他住在我们里面。
Because he's spirit, he dwells in us.
所以我记得上次波弟兄到我们当中来, 他特别提到这首诗歌嘛。
I remember Brother Paul mentioned about this hymn.
他说千万声感谢我主。
He mentioned about
ten thousand thanks
to Jesus.
他这里就讲到里面, 我今已成大富豪,
that I am already so rich.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
今天回去
Every one of you when you go home
你应该知道你就是极大的富豪
You have to understand that you are a rich person
Bill Gates 绝对比不上你
Bill Gates cannot compare with you
每个人都是里面有一个极宝贵的极宝贵的 宝贝
Every one of us has this precious treasure in us
所以我每次想到这个我就里面有极大的一个激励
So every time I think about this it encouraged me
也激励我们要需要在我们的行事为人心思意念说话行为上都要谨慎、啊、
And it reminded me that in my behavior, my deeds, my word, my daily life has to be careful.
与我们所蒙的恩相称。
We have to apply to the grace that we received.
啊，所以这个道成肉身，刚才我提到一点，是极大的奥秘。
So word become life is a mystery.
神造人基本上就是要把人称为彰显他的。一个器皿。
God created man as to use man as a vessel to manifest him.
彰显他的生命。
Manifest his life.
或者用我们今天的主题，就是来承受他的生命，来见证他自己。
Or to be the heirs of the grace of life to testify for him.
所以在这里我们可以慢慢就明白了，为什么这个我们可以理解伯弟兄他那个说法。
So then we gradually understand why Brother Born share with us.
他说只有基督才是教会。
So then he says that only Christ is church.
啊，教会就是基督。
Church is Christ.
因为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们里面所有的这个生命
，Because the life in us.
只有这个耶稣基督的生命才。会存到永远。
Only the life from Christ Jesus can last to eternity.
所以在这个有些地方我们可以很快的时间关系呢
We'll quickly refer to some verses.
我没有时间特别细讲但是在希伯来书中特别讲到一点。
Book of Hebrew it mentioned.
他说呢他说是这个摩西是在神全家中尽忠但是呢这个神的儿子是来建造神的家，大体的意思是这样。
So it kind of say that Moses as the servant of his house, but Christ as the son over his house.
那另一个地方又说，神，教会是神所建造的房屋，所耕种的田地。
So another place that mentioned that church is the house built by God and the land, tilled by God.
这个神所耕种所建造是用什么来建造
the land tilled and the house built what was it built by
是用神自己的生命来建造
is to build by Lord life himself
这个生命的工作呢我们可以参与神的建造
the work of life can be participate
正像保罗他讲到我们是与神同工的
just like Paul mentioned that we are co-worker with God with Lord
所以非常奇妙哈我们要是生命长到一定程度
If our life grow to a point
我们可以和神同工来建造
That we can co-work with God to continue to build
等我们建造的必须是用神的生命
But what we are building has to use a life of God
我们建造的时候我们自己就是这个被建造的
When we build we are actually being built
很难想象
It's hard to imagine.
当你在建造用神的生命建造的时候
When you are building together with God's life
神就在你身上建造
God actually built on you
你也成为整个的建造的这个神的工程或者神的田地所建造的对象
Then you become take part into this building of the building and the land
在圣经中讲的这是金银宝石的工作
And in the Bible it mentioned about this is the glorious and precious stones constructions
但是若是我们用我们自己天然的性情来建造
But if we use our own nature to build
我们若是用我们自己亚当的生命和血气来建造
If we use our own flesh, the original nature from Adam
那就是草木和谐的工作
Then that is building with hay and grass
有火发现的时候就会烧掉
Any fire and flood will destroy it
所以在圣经中特别讲到这个基督 特别是在若是你因为时间关系，在哥林多前书讲到，当这个保罗说到基督的身体的时候
，When Paul mentioned the body of Christ in 1 Corinthians，
他在12:12他说，他最后一转说，基督也是这样。
Chapter 12 verse 12 it also mentioned that Christ is also the same。
从那节经文哈，你就知道这个地方神的话是把教会与基督等同。
So then it equalizes Christ and church。
因为什么呢？因为这都是实际上都是在基督的生命中连在一起的。
Because it's actually related, connected in Christ's life.
而且在这个保罗大马色的路上，当他遇到主的时候
，And on the journey of Paul in the Damascus when he met the Lord.
当保罗逼迫教会的时候，逼迫神的众儿女的时候
，Paul persecuted the church and the followers.
当主耶稣对他怎么讲
？And what did Christ say to him?
他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He said.I am Jesus who thou persecuted.
所以我们也知道，这里也是讲到逼迫教会就是逼迫基督。
So it refers to when you persecute church, you persecute Jesus.
所以我们最后这个就讲到第三点，就是我们一定要知道的，就是神的教会和基督的生命是完全连在一起的。
So the third point that we have to remember is the life of Christ and the church is totally.Connected.
正像我们的夫妻的生活，我们最后神让我们甚至在地上很有限的情况，我们可以知道夫妻是合而为一的。
Just using the very simple earthly life as a husband and wife to understand how husband and wife united.
但是呢，这个只是个不完全的，它真正的目的是让我们知道基督和教会的完全的合一。
But the marriage unity is imperfect. However, it hints to the perfect unity of church and Christ.
所以最后我们有什么实际的用处呢？我们懂这些的神的话有什么用处呢
？So after knowing these words, how do we apply?
就是我们要特别小心，不要把亚当的生命和世界的。做法带进教会。
That is to be careful not to bring in the nature of Adam into church.
所以在我们的服侍当中，在我们的追求当中
，and our service in our pursuing，
我们要顺服圣灵的引导。
We have to obey the Holy Spirit's guidance.
要来顺服恩膏的教训。
And to accept the lessons given by the anointed Spirit.
所以刚我们弟兄也提到这个，就是若在主里面，你就是给一位小弟兄一杯茶。
In Lord, even if you just give a simple water or tea to a little brother,
也不能不被神所纪念。
It will be remembered by our Lord.
但是若是我们做很多事情，我们不是出于神的圣灵的引导。
But if we are doing a lot of things, but it's not under the guidance of God.
但是呢，我们这样的，我们有可能就不被神所纪念。
Then what we did may not be remembered by God.
所以这是神向我们借着这个。一同承受生命之恩要对我们的提醒
So this is a reminding of how to be heir of the grace of life
所以我们回到我们前面的三个问题非常快的
So if we return back to the first three questions
我们知道在母亲节中纪念的母亲我们就都知道为什么这是符合圣经的
And as we remember our mother in the Mother's Day it comply with the Bible
这是我们一同承受生命之恩的一个表现。
That is the to reveal that we receive the grace of life.
我们怎么能理解刚才这个我们所提到的伯弟兄这个基督就是教会，只有基督是教会，教会就是基督这样的话，我们也应该很清楚。
And so now we should understand a little bit more how Brother Paul mentioned that Christ is church and church is Christ.
因为他完全合一的时候，这里面只有基督的生命。是完全一致的。
Because when it's totally united, there is only life of Christ.
我们也知道，我们唱诗的时候，常常会把以前形容心腹的，可以用到主的身上，是因为在神的心意中，心腹和主是合而为一的。
So, and when we sing songs, how the bride can actually apply to Jesus Christ?
求主来用到这些话，也洁净这些话，是为他使用。
May the Lord use this word and cleanse this word.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
主你的话实在是非常的丰富
It's so abundant of your word
主我们实在是拙口笨舌很难把你的话讲得清楚
We are slow in tongue that we cannot speak of your word clearly
但是我们求你的圣灵来把你的话继续的来做工在你的话上
But we ask your Holy Spirit to continue to work on this word
主啊你借着圣灵来让我们看到主啊我们在基督耶稣里面的一切的丰盛的恩典
And through Holy Spirit we see all this abundance and grace in the Christ's life
在基督耶稣里你给我们的生命的应许主啊一切生命的生命的祝福
And we see all these promises in Christ Jesus and all these abundance blessings
主你更是提醒我们基督的生命就住在我们这样卑微的人的心中
And you reminded us that the life of Christ has been living in us such a little poor people
主啊让我们不仅在我们自己的家庭生活个人的生活中
So not only in our family life or our individual life
主啊和我们弟而且和我们弟兄姊妹在一起的聚集当中能够来尊重基督生命在我们里面的主权
But also in the fellowship with our brothers and sisters that we can honor your sovereignty
主啊你的圣灵大大开启让你自己的教会能够更好的被建造
Your Holy Spirit open up our church so that it can be well built
主啊让我们在你的家中主要知道当如何行事为人
And in your home we know how to behave
在这个世界中在家庭中我们如何能够为你做美好的见证
And in this world in this family how do we testify for you
主啊你求你怜悯和帮助带领恩待我们
Please have mercy and guidance on us
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名
In Christ Jesus' name we pray
Amen
Amen